I'm Lacey Scarmana for WVIK News. For 3 months this past summer, Quad City Times photographers Kevin Schmidt and Andy Abeda, along with reporter Jack Cullen, explored a 400-mile region of the winding Mississippi River Valley. Their photographs and stories will be featured in a new book called The Great River. I spoke with Jack Cullen this week. He previews the book for this week's big story in the Quad City Times.
We wanted to capture life on and around the water. But we wanted our content to transcend time. We didn't want to cover events or festivals. We did, but that wasn't our main focus. We just wanted to capture life, people connected or drawn to the river in some way and who have lived there for decades or have just moved there or are just visiting.
So what kind of people did you run across that love the river and love to live around it?
Wide range of characters, from commercial fishermen, fisherwomen, and biologists, and campground hosts, and riverboat captains, and you name it, a wide range of folks who have been drawn to the river and who have been resilient to stay and remain in this region.
And you wrote 10 separate stories that will appear in this book?
Yes, my 10 stories will appear in the book, which is very photo-heavy. Photographers Kevin Schmidt and Andy Abeda shot thousands of images. I believe they shot 30,000 images, which they then edited down to about 880. And in the book, there will be close to 250 of their photos. And they began at the northeasternmost county in Iowa, in New Albion, Iowa, and Victory, Wisconsin, on the other side of the river, and made their way down. So the bottom of this stretch is Keokuk, Iowa, and Hamilton, Illinois, on the other side.
Wow. So this Sunday in the Quad City Times, you preview the book and you're able to sneak in some stories that maybe didn't make it in. But you also interview the photographers you worked with.
Yeah, I wanted to include their voices. You know, in addition to my reflection on the experience, I wanted to just see what they gained from traveling this area. You know, it's Kevin Schmidt, our photo editor, who spearheaded the effort, really. He thought that this would make sense to cover the river. Since we live in the Quad Cities, it's a river town. You know, it's a natural resource to go and learn more about. And so I just wanted to hear what they learned and hear some of their highlights and some of their memories that have stuck with them since we completed the work.
And what were some of your personal reflections after doing this project that's, I'm assuming, unlike anything you've worked on before, putting together a coffee table type book?
Yeah, you know, it's fun to get out of the newsroom and get out of the community and to travel for work. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't always feel like work when you're on the go and you're outside and exploring. And so, you know, I grew up in Wisconsin, and so I knew of people who were connected to the river, but I did not necessarily have that growing up, and I've lived in the Quad Cities now for almost 8 years, and so I'm aware of these people that rely on the water, and it's part of their life. And so that to me was one of the cooler things about this, just to really see people in our region, in our area, that rely and are connected to the Mississippi River.
And when will it be available?
The book should be available in time for the holidays here within the next week, and people can order the book online.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lacey.
Quad City Times reporter Jack Cullen. A link to The Great River is at wvik.org.